Vietnam proposal would expand local gambling pilot, add new conditions. Vietnam's Ministry of Finance has introduced a proposal to revive and expand a pilot program that previously allowed certain Vietnamese citizens to gamble in select casinos. The move follows the expiration of the country's initial trial, which ended on January 1, leaving no casinos currently authorized to accept local players. The proposed framework aims to simplify access for locals while maintaining strict conditions on entry and participation. Under the new proposal, the Ministry of Finance suggests replacing the earlier wealth verification test with an entry fee system. Vietnamese citizens would be required to pay 2.5 million Vietnamese dongs, $100, for 24-hour access to a casino, or 50 million Vietnamese dongs, $2,000, for monthly access. This change is intended to streamline the process, removing administrative burdens and the need for income-related documentation, which had previously been cited as a barrier to participation. The earlier pilot, conducted at the Corona Resort and Casino on Phu Quoc Island, mandated that locals prove a minimum monthly income of at least 10 million Vietnamese dongs to gain entry, in addition to paying an entry fee of around 1 million Vietnamese dongs. Officials reportedly faced challenges enforcing the income verification requirement, as many potential players were unable to produce the necessary paperwork, particularly while traveling. The proposed fee-based system would eliminate the need for such checks while still imposing financial thresholds for entry. Local media outlets have reported that the ministry's latest draft decree outlines additional eligibility requirements for Vietnamese players. These include a minimum age of 21 and proof of full civil capacity under Vietnamese law. Only local currency accepted. Players would also need to ensure they are not listed under any exclusion requests submitted by close family members or through self-exclusion. Furthermore, casinos would only be permitted to accept payments in Vietnamese dong, and any remaining chips or winnings must be converted back into the national currency before players leave the premises. The draft decree, currently under public consultation, also indicates that the government has reviewed and approved the proposed policy framework in principle. This endorsement signals high-level support for the initiative, with the final version of the decree expected to establish a comprehensive legal framework for casino operations involving local players. While it remains unclear whether all major casinos in Vietnam will be permitted to accept locals under the new rules, the proposal marks a significant shift in the country's approach to regulated gambling. In addition to outlining entry conditions for Vietnamese citizens, the proposal reiterates strict investment requirements for casino operators. Developers seeking an investment registration certificate for a new casino project must demonstrate a minimum capital investment of $2 billion. This condition aligns with Vietnam's long-standing policy of limiting casino development to large-scale, high-investment projects aimed at boosting tourism and economic growth.